Continue on with our lessons. I'm about ready to wrap this one up. Jesus, look to Jesus and live. Our theme for the year. A really good thing. As I said, it's looking at the events in the Old Testament where Jesus allowed the serpents to punish those that were rebellious. According to the scripture, they weren't just rebellious against Jesus, they were rebellious against the Lord's spokesperson. So I believe as saints, we need to be cautious about that, that whenever we are doing these things, whenever we say these things, think about who it is that you're talking to. The Lord is the one that made the human, whether you agree with what they're doing or not, they're Jesus' creation. That Jesus is creation, and all of the souls of men belong to the Lord. They don't belong to us. They belong to Jesus. From your children, to your parents, none of them belong to you. All souls belong to Jesus. And he says, the soul that sinneth, it's going to die. The soul that sinneth, it's going to die. Beautiful thing about the time that we are living in is that we don't have to face death. We do not have to face the judgment of sin. We can allow what Jesus did on the cross to be our payment for sin. Jesus paid a terrible price to redeem mankind from sin. According to the scripture, we weren't redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. We were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. He offered himself as a lamb without spot and also without blemish. And it is up to you and I, those that have been redeemed, to let the world know you don't have to keep living in sin. You don't have to keep letting sin ruin your life. One thing is true, people don't have to stay depressed. They don't have to stay sad. You don't have to stay lonely. You don't have to stay in a pit. You know, when people say, well, I feel like I'm in a pit drowning or being swallowed up, like I can't get out of this hole. You can. If you look to Jesus, Jesus can help you. If you get out of yourself and you let the Lord be your salvation, Jesus can help you. And Jesus says that. In the New Testament, you look and think about what happened in the Old Testament. Jesus told Moses to take that staff and put that brazen serpent on that staff. And all of those that were bit, you look at, what is that, Numbers chapter number 21 and verse number 8 and 9. It says, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent. And set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. You see that? If all you had to do is look to that, look, all they had to do is look up at that staff, and they could live. Scripture verse number 9 says, and Moses made the serpent of brass and put it upon the pole. And it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, notice that, the opportunity that is laid out. This salvation was for anybody, anybody that was affected by sin. If anybody just looked up at that staff, if the serpent had bitten them, when they beheld the serpent of brass, he lived, right? He lived. Now, if you jump over into the New Testament in John chapter number 3 and verses number 14 and 15, it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse number 15 says, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that's what the devil is trying to prevent people from experiencing. He doesn't want you or I or anyone else to obtain eternal life. He wants you to think that what you see is all that life have to offer. But the scriptures describe this stuff as temporal. Yes, it's only temporal, saints. This stuff doesn't last forever. The things that we see are only temporal. Go over to 1 Corinthians. Or maybe it's 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 4 and start at verse number 14.
Raised up the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Shall raise us also by Jesus.
That's our hope, isn't it? That's our hope. When you receive Jesus into your life through the new birth, being born of both water and spirit, water, going down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ with the remission of sin, spirit, calling on the name of Jesus until you are endued with power from on high, evidence. Speaking in tongues as Jesus Christ gives you the utterance or the ability to utter speech. Jesus, when that happens, you receive resurrecting power inside your soul. When you have Jesus, you have resurrecting power. That same spirit that got that body up out of the grave, that same spirit is inside of you when you have been born again. This is why the enemy tries to dilute the plan of salvation. He tries to make people think that the plan has no power. That's the truth, that the plan is full of excuses. But the plan of salvation is not full of excuses. The plan of salvation has power. It gives you the authority over the works of the flesh. According to 1 John, it says Jesus was manifested to destroy all of the works of Satan, all of the works of the flesh. We were going over that on last week. When you have experienced a new birth, you have experienced overcoming power. And you can't lean to yourself. You have to constantly lean to the power that is inside of you in order to overcome this no good thing. That's truth. You realize if it was up to you, you would fail all the time. But Jesus is the one that allows us to be successful in all of these attacks from Satan. If it was up to the devil, we would be losing. But Jesus gives us the victory. And Jesus is the one that gets the credit. Every time we get through and we overcome, we give Jesus the credit. You say, it wasn't me that did it. The Lord helped me to go through this. I cried out to the Lord and he heard me and he helped me. He gets the credit. Because if it was up to me, sometimes all of you, many of us testify and say, because you know what you would do. You know the thoughts that come across your mind, especially when you're up under attack from Satan. But some kind of way, Jesus inside of you calms that water. He calms your mind down, helps you to see things clearly, right? Put things in the proper perspective, right? And that's why it takes the Holy Ghost to do that. Holy Ghost is there to help us. If we move ourselves out of the way, the Holy Ghost will help you. He doesn't want you to fail. He doesn't want you to lose this battle. He wants you to be victorious. But you got to remove yourself out of the way. You got to be submissive to his divine will. You got to say within yourself, I cannot heal myself. I have to look to Jesus because he is the one that provides healing for me. He is the one that is my salvation. I can't deliver myself from these attacks. When those serpents were biting them people, they couldn't deliver themselves from that. But that thing brought them death. But when Moses lifted up that serpent, those that looked according to the scripture, it says they lived. Even though they had gotten bitten, when they looked at that staff, they lived. And Jesus said, just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, it the Son of Man must also be lifted up. And whosoever looketh unto him, all you got to do is believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus and look unto him, you will not perish, right? That's right. You won't perish. You won't face sin's judgment, but you'll have eternal life. Right? Come on, the scripture says that, knowing that that same spirit that got up the body of Jesus out the earth, right? That same spirit has got to be inside of you. You say, I just got to, I'm going back in the rapture. I'm planning to go back in the rapture. You got to have that same resurrecting power inside of you. See why you can't play with the Holy Ghost? You can't play with the Holy Ghost. You say, well, I got a shout. I got a tongue. I got to thank you, Jesus. But you better make sure you got resurrecting power inside of you. It's evidence. You say, where's the evidence of resurrecting power inside of you? When the enemy be attacking you, when the enemy comes upon you, there should be a force inside of you that brings under subjection your flesh. That's the truth. If your flesh is constantly winning all of this stuff, then you say, well, it's no good for you to be talking about you got the Holy Ghost inside of you, because you are more dominant. When you are more dominant, that you and Jesus can't be on the throne at the same time. It's either one or the other. Either you are submitting yourself to Jesus moving in your life, or you are doing everything the way you want to do it. That's the truth, saints. When you're self-willed, that means you are in control. That's why nobody can receive the Holy Ghost until they remove self out of the way. A person has to be willing to deny himself. When he's willing to deny himself, then Jesus can freely come in. He likens that when he says, behold, I stand at that door and knock. If any man hear my voice, his voice is his word. If he opens up the door, that means you've got to be willing to submit to his authority. You've got to be so willing to say, Jesus, you have your way in my life. Not how I think, not how I want to do. It's no longer I, but it's got to be you. Scripture said, when you move yourself out the way, open up the door, Jesus says, I will come into him. Holy Ghost is Christ in you. The resurrecting power entering into you. Come on, that's true. Think about how the resurrecting power manifests itself. That is what allows all of the good to come out of you. You know, you say that positive energy. That's what allows all of that positive energy to come out of you. Resurrecting. When you got resurrecting power, that means Jesus have brought that which was dead back to life. You're not thinking like Adam thought. You're not thinking like Eve thought. When you were in that world, Adam and Eve dominated your mind. You looked for death. You looked for confusion. You looked for argument. You looked to be able to put the blame on other people. Huh? That's the truth. Why? Because you had Adam and Eve's nature inside of you. But when Jesus comes inside of you, he resurrects the nature that Adam and Eve gave up. What did they give up? They gave up a righteous nature. They gave up an appetite to do what is right. Huh? Come on, that's true. When you got the Holy Ghost, you have a righteous nature that has come to life inside of you. You got a mind to want to do what is right. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. That's what Paul was trying to wake these people up in the church of Corinth. Because they kept talking about they had the Holy Ghost, but it wasn't lining up. How in the world could you say you had the Holy Ghost and you are so carnal? Don't you know to be carnally minded is death? Huh? Come on, that's scripture. He said, how you know I'm carnally minded? Look at your behaviors. You're arguing with your brothers and your sisters. You're taking your brothers and sisters to court. Huh? In other words, you're not letting the Lord's judgment be the final say. When you bring your disputes and your disagreements before a righteous person. A righteous person is the Lord's preacher. And the preacher has judged that this is the right thing to do. You say within yourself, I'm not going to be satisfied with that. I'm going to decide to take my issue to the law of the land. Knowing you ain't doing nothing but coming across a sinner. A sinner that is infected by sin and looking for a righteous judgment. That doesn't add up, right? That doesn't add up. That's why Paul said, you're not spiritual, but you're carnal. You're coming to the church. You're looking to be fed from the church. Look at when the saints were supposed to be remembering the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. They decided to drink the communion wine and got drunk. Paul said, this is not Jesus. This is not how the Lord operates. You're arguing about who's spiritual, arguing about who's got the greatest love, arguing about the gifts that are in the church. Paul said, you're operating in a spirit of confusion. Confusion is of the devil, right? Not Jesus. This is of the devil. And here it was. They're still walking around talking about they're saved. And Paul had to check them. Said, you need to check that spirit that is inside of you. You ain't got no resurrecting power inside of you. All of that dead stuff is going to dominate your thoughts. Huh? Come on, saints. All of that dead thinking is going to dominate your thoughts and your behaviors. Huh? You start feeling like a dead man. Huh? You start thinking like a dead man. Huh? That's the truth. Won't nothing radiate from you that says life. Huh? Won't nothing radiate from you that says I'm alive. Huh? Won't nothing radiate from you saying I thank Jesus for life. Huh? You won't have no joy. You won't have no peace. You won't have no mind to do what is right. Now when you ain't got no Holy Ghost inside of you, you got to have resurrecting power in order to overcome all of the death that is lingering in your body. Huh? That's the truth, saints. Come on, read a little bit more. Knowing.
And it says here, knowing that he was raised up the Lord
yes.
Jesus, shall raise us up.
Yes.
Also by Jesus, and shall present us with you.
Yes.
For all things are for your sake.
Come on, look at that. Come on, look at that. Huh? All of this stuff is for our sake. Why did the Lord set up all of these services? For our sake. Come on, don't you realize that? You say, Elder Scudder, why do we have prayer? It's to benefit you.
Yes.
It's to help you out. Why do we have fasting? It's to benefit you. It's to help you out. Help me out with what? That no good thing. That thing that's constantly creeping up inside of you. Constantly regulating what you do, how you do it, when you do it, and what you say out your mouth. Huh? That's why Paul said, if I'm going to be honest about anything, I'm going to be honest about this. I know that in my flesh dwelleth a no good thing. Come on, that's a confidence that you have to have within inside of yourself. That the only reason you are doing what is right is because you have experienced a new birth. But without Jesus, there's nothing right inside of me, right? There's none righteous, no, not one, right? All of us are unrighteous, right? All of us are filthy, right? That's true. That's why I love this chapter. Chapter number 4, look at verse number 1.
Therefore, since we have this ministry,
we got this ministry.
As we have received mercy.
Yes.
We thank not.
Come on, saints. Why are you here? Because you received mercy.
Mercy.
Come on, that's what you're doing on your knees. You should be crying out to the Lord for mercy.
Right.
That thing kept ringing in my mind while we were in here in prayer. Lord, help us to call upon you in truth.
Yes.
Jesus desires truth from where to end with Paul. You don't want to be like David, coming before the Lord with surface worship. Surface praise, surface crying out in prayer, and not really dealing with what's inside of you. Huh? You need to deal with what's working on the inside of you. Realizing that in order for you to get anything from a truthful God, you need to be truthful and honest with yourself. Didn't Jesus say that? I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. You need to have truth embedded down inside of you. And call yourself out when you're not right. That if you're not going to do that, you're going to fall by the wayside. Writer said you are going to faint. Why? Because your good is no good. Huh? Your good is no good. Scripture said, let us not be weary in well doing and doing what is good. We shall reap if we do what? You cannot faint by doing what is right. You've got to have a determined mind. I've got to do what is right, right? I got to stand for righteousness. Got to stand for what is right. I have to do what's right. Even if I got to walk down the righteous road by myself, I've got to do what is right. The Lord gave this to you. When he gave you the Holy Ghost, he put a spirit of mercy inside of you. He put a spirit of mercy, and he said, I put that spirit inside of you, not with the attitude for you to fall by the wayside, but for you to continue on. Continue on in my mercy. Realize you're not saved by your good. You're not saved by your actions. It's because of grace and mercy. For by grace and mercy are you saved, right? By faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. Huh? You're not going to ever be able to come in here and boast about what you're doing. You realize it is the power that is within you. It is a resurrecting power that is within you that allows any good to come out of you. Whenever you speak kind words, it's because of Jesus. Whenever you go beyond yourself and are compassionate with those that don't seem to deserve compassion, it is because Jesus is working inside of you. I know that that is the truth. I know that that is the truth, because if I did not have the Holy Ghost, I would have lost my mind. When I had to go through that stuff that I'm going through right now, if I didn't have no Holy Ghost, I would have lost my mind. Flesh kept saying, kick him out. Kick him out and put him on the curb. Don't look no back on but mercy. Jesus said, just like I was merciful with you, you've got to look beyond the faults of the other. Show him love and kindness, right? That's how he drew you, by love and kindness, right? That's the truth. But I'm trying to tell you that no good thing. That no good thing loves to boast. Loves to walk in self-righteousness. Loves to talk about how good you are. And how you never. And then you don't remember what the Lord brought you out of. You don't remember all of the horrors you were. And how the Lord was compassionate. Yes, he was. He was compassionate towards you. And I know my children are struggling right now. We were talking the other day, and that's a thing that comes across their mind, dealing with their shortcomings and how sometimes as saints we don't do right. We want to find an opportunity to talk about stuff we really shouldn't be talking about. In the times that we should have our mouths shut and praying, we want to talk about it and counsel. We're going to give advice when you have no advice to be given. Only thing you can do is just say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, be merciful. Just like you were merciful with me, be merciful with that one, right? That's the truth, saint. That's all you can do is ask the Lord to have mercy. Not a way to go find out why. When all the others, you know the answer for why. Somebody took their eyes off of Jesus. Come on, if you take your eyes off of Jesus, well, you're going to get bit. And when you get bit, it's going to hurt. And if you don't get remedied, if you don't get it resolved, it's going to kill you, right? That's the truth. That thing is going to kill you. These serpents were designed to kill. It was a judgment of sin, right? But Jesus provided a remedy. Yes, he did. He provided a remedy. He said, all you got to do is look up at the staff. And you can do what? You can live. I don't care what the bite is. You can live, right? That's the truth. That's all I'm trying to get across to you. You, each and every one of you. You that are feeling the effects of the bite. Huh? The effects of the bite. I'm trying to tell you, stop talking about it. Stop looking to everything else and just look to Jesus. Say, Jesus, you are my salvation. You're the only one that can heal me. Right? Come on. You're the only one that can fix my wound. Huh? You're the only one that can do it, Jesus. You are salvation by yourself. You don't need no help. You are God all by yourself, right? That's the truth. That's true. That's true. Come on, read me a little bit more. We have renounced these hidden things. That's the truth of dishonesty. Didn't I tell you all of that? When you walking down the righteous road, you got to go through and denounce all of this, the dishonest speech. The dishonest speech that be in your brain. You know them little whisperers that be in your mind. Huh? I told you all about them backdoor deals. Huh? Those conversations. You don't want nobody else to know you have it. Huh? Come on. That's the truth. Those conversations, you're not bold enough to say it in front of the church. But you want to get on the phone and talk about it. Huh? Get on your phone and be texting all about it. That's a dishonest spirit. And I pray you don't let it operate I pray you don't let it dominate your thoughts. Because the writer is telling you, you got to denounce that. It didn't say exalt it. It said denounce it. Huh? That's right. It's not right. Huh? Come on. Do you have that mind? It's not right. And if it's not right, you shouldn't be doing it, right? Shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be saying it. You shouldn't be feeling it. Huh? Lord, take away that feeling to be dishonest. Huh? Help me to walk upright. Help me to walk upright. Let me not think more highly of myself than I ought to. Let me keep on crying, Jesus, be merciful. Don't forget verse number 1. It said, Lord, you are here because of the Lord's mercy. Don't forget, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, right? Psalm chapter number 51 said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your love and your kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out all of my transgression. What transgression? That dishonest spirit, right? Get rid of that dishonesty, Lord Jesus. Take that stuff away from me. Why? Because you desire truth. You desire truth from the inward part. God knows if I'm looking at myself, I don't have time to look at you. Huh? It's enough of me dealing with me. And I had to be dealing with you. I'm trying to tell you, you can't do what I'm doing. You say, well, it's good. What you talking about? You cannot do what I'm doing. It takes the Holy Ghost to empower you to be somebody's pastor. Huh? Why? Because you're not just looking at yourself. You got to look at the people too. And the Lord knows I need the Holy Ghost to temper my tongue. Huh? You need the Holy Ghost to temper your tongue so that you can speak words of kindness. Even to those that need to be rebuked, you need to speak words of kindness to them, right? That's the truth. Paul realized it took the Holy Ghost to deal with some of these folk. He said, it was the Lord, it was the Holy Ghost that had me not with you. But he allowed me to communicate with you by writing. Because he knows if I was there, I might say something I should not say. But the Holy Ghost controlled all of this stuff, right? I'm trying to tell you truth, saints. Trying to tell you the truth. It's the truth. Take the Holy Ghost to do all of this work. And whatever your job is in this church, it takes the Holy Ghost to do it. And if you ain't got no Holy Ghost, you ought to sit down and say, I'm not prepared to do the work. Why? Because you're going to operate in a spirit of dishonesty, right? You're going to operate in a spirit of dishonesty. And that's not what you want. Why? Because the Lord will pronounce a judgment on you right where you stand. Don't you know judgment has to begin in the Lord's house? And if it begin with us, where shall the end of those that do not obey Jesus be at? Them folk going to lift up their eyes in hell. And you're going to be right there with them. Why? Because you choose to operate in the spirit of what? Dishonesty. We got to renounce. We must renounce this thing, right? We must renounce all of the hidden. Is that what the scripture says? Don't you realize how dishonesty works? It works in the dark. It works up under the cover. It does not want to be seen. It does not want any of us to hear the poison infection that is coming out of it, right? But you got to speak against that stuff. You got to say, that's not Jesus. Jesus is not going to have me thinking like this. Not when I should be crying mercy. The Lord is not going to have me thinking like that. Not about my brothers and my sisters. Huh? Not about those that I'm going to spend eternity with. Huh? Come on, look at that verse, saints. Don't you look over it. Verse number 2 says what? But haven't renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness. We're not slick saints. We're not trying to look for backdoor ways. We're trying to come boldly to the throne of grace. Huh? That's all we're doing. When we find our back up against the wall, the way we remedy that is in prayer. We get on our knees and we cry out to Jesus. We open up our mouths and we say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Behold their threatenings. How they're trying to silence your name, Lord. Behold their threatenings, Jesus. Huh? Lord, shake my foundation. Refill me. Huh? Don't you know when you're dealing with them devils, it dips out your cup. Whenever you're dealing with a foul spirit, an unclean spirit, that thing dips out of your cup. Huh? Me and mother were talking about that. She said, these demons, these unclean spirits are nothing to play around with. You'll be walking around thinking you're filled with Jesus and an unclean spirit. They've got a hold of you.
Why? Because you're not paying attention to your behaviors, your attitudes, what's coming out of you, right? Just like Jesus wants to speak them unclean things. Want to speak too, right? They want to perform just like the Holy Ghost does, right? Just like the Holy Ghost wants to quicken you, that unclean spirit wants to show, I'm in control, right? That's why you got to be careful, saints. Lest you pick up something that's not like Jesus. Huh? That thing will have you killing yourself, right? When the Lord has called you to live, you'll be doing stuff to kill yourself, right? Don't you forget what that unclean spirit did to that boy. That thing threw him in the fire. Father said, he's out of control. Huh? Somebody that did not know what was going on said, he's out of control. He should be living, but he's trying to kill himself, right? When you see somebody like that, you should just say flat-footed. They out of control. They got an unclean spirit inside of them. Jesus said, bring them to him, right? He's the only one that can free that mind, right? Who are you? You talking about something, I'm walking around, I'm going to cast out these demons. There's nothing. You have no power. Power that is in us is of Jesus. You have no authority over this stuff. Only authority you have is because Jesus gave it to you, right? That's why Peter and John said, don't you look at us as though we got the power. All we got is the name. And what we give to you, we give to everybody else in the name of Jesus. Now all you got to do is be willing to let the name work in you, right? Let the name work inside of you. Receive that name with meekness and gladness. And let it do what? Work inside of you. Lord Jesus, uproot everything that's not pleasing in your sight. Help me to get rid of every disobedient attitude. You know you're disobedient. You know what the word of God tells you to do. Any excuse you come up with is none before a righteous judge. Why, you are without excuses. Lord says, you old vain man, you are without excuses. I didn't give you this word for you to negotiate with it. I gave you this word for you to be a doer of it. Huh? To be a doer of it, right? Even when it means it hurts you, you still got to do the word, right? Then you can say you're blessing your deeds. You walk around talking about how blessed you are and you're not doing the word. You got something else inside of you. You got a lion spirit inside of you. Huh? That's the truth. That's why I tell you, saints, we got to renounce this stuff. We got to renounce these hidden, what does it say? Hidden things of dishonesty. And not walking in craftiness. Huh? And what are they doing? They're handling the word. Don't you know this word will correct you? That's the job of the word. Word's job is to correct you. It's to reprove you. Huh? It's to instruct you, right? Oh, that's what the word of God is there for. You get upset with the word when it's talking and not realizing he's not dealing with you as a bastard, but he's calling you his child. And he says, those that I love, I chastise. Huh? He rebukes you. Why? Because he loves you, right? People talk about all day long. Y'all laugh at Deke, but it's the truth. Deke knows how he called back in the office, but he better not despise it. He better not despise going back in that office. Why? Because the Lord is showing him love. Why? Because if he was in a place that did not love him, it would let him do whatever he wanted to. Not realizing he's only bringing harm to his own soul. Huh? You ain't sitting up under somebody that's watching for your soul. You're bringing harm to your own soul. Why? Because these folk got to give an account for you, right? Don't you realize you could be sitting up under a demon? Somebody that's not been called by Jesus. One writer called him a hireling. He loves that dollar more than he loves your soul. He thinks the service is high because of the number that's coming into the plate. Huh? He ain't caring about your soul. He ain't even giving you resources to take care of your soul. Open up church one day a week. And one day a week he performs. He entertains. He gets in the pulpit and shows you how much he knows. But what am I going to do the rest of the week? Huh? He said, you all to your own. When he does that, he's a wolf. Huh? He's a hireling. He don't care about the sheep. Something's wrong with you when you don't have no care for the sheep. When you see the sheep are injured, you give them a way to solve their injuries. How can I solve their injuries? You get them in prayer. Tell them to bend down on their knees and lift up the name of Jesus. even when they come in the door and say, this is going on in my life, this is going on in my body, what do you say? Get on your knees and cry out to Jesus. The word of God says this poor man cried and the Lord heard him, right? Saved him out of all of his troubles, right? That's the truth. Got to cry out to the Lord. You got to cry out to the Lord. Everything inside of you. Isaiah the Scudder, you keep on saying the same thing. I keep coming out in the prayer, and you keep on saying the same thing. You're getting on my nerves. You're irritating me. It's not me. It's not me that's irritating you. It's righteousness trying to get you right. Righteousness is trying to tell you stop coming to the throne of grace, trying to do it the way you want to do it. Do it the way that the Lord says for it to be done. What did the Lord say? Lift up holy hands. Call on the name of the Lord. I lift up his name, right? Anything you want out of heaven, you got to ask in the name, right? Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door, it will be opened to you, right? But you got to use the name, right? You got to use that name. You can't play around with the name. You cannot play around with the name. You got to let that inner man cry out. You got to let that inner man say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can't be whispering his name. You got to say, Lord, I need you. When you're in the middle of the ocean and you ain't got no raft, you ain't got no boat, when a ship drive by, you ain't going to be out there saying, help me, help me. You're going to say, help, help, here I am, help, right? You're going to scream till you ain't got no voice. You're going to hit the water to say, here I am. Why? Because you want to be saved, right? Why? Because you want to be saved, right? Don't you realize you're on this sea called life? You in the ocean called life. And if you ain't got no Jesus, you're not on the boat. Huh? You're not on the boat. You ain't on no boat. You ain't got no Jesus. You out there waiting in the water. And I'm trying to tell you, your arms are going to get tired, right? Your feet are going to get tired. As that song says, you need somebody to throw out the lifeline to you. Huh? Who is that lifeline? That lifeline is Jesus. You need somebody to throw out the lifeline to you. Need somebody to throw out that lifeline to you. Why? Because you're drifting away. You're getting further and further away from Jesus, right? Huh? But I'm trying to encourage you. Hold on. Reach out to the Lord and hold on to Jesus. Don't you faint. Ask the Lord to be merciful to you. Let the Lord know, Lord, I'm drowning. Jesus, I'm drowning. I'm drowning in my own stuff. I'm drowning in my own thoughts. I'm drowning in my own ways. And Jesus, you're the only one. Ah, Lord Jesus, you're the only one that can pick me up, right? David said he brought me up out of a horrible pit. He put my feet on a solid rock. Huh? That's when the Lord rescues you. That means you cannot stop calling Jesus until he does what? Rescue you. Rescue you how? Till he picks you up out of that pit. Until he establishes your going out and your coming in. He sets you on a solid rock. I know when you sit on that solid rock, because you can't be satisfied doing what you want to do. Huh? That's right, Brother Jones. You thank the Lord for the Lord working in your mind. Because if it was up to you, as you heard him this morning, he would not be here. He said, I was frustrated. I was irritated. And if it was up to me, I said, I ain't going nowhere. But when the Lord is trying to put you on a solid rock, he don't let you be satisfied. He don't let you be satisfied leaning to your own understanding. He wants you to acknowledge him in all your ways, right? Hey, the Lord knows, Lord, I need you. Right now, Lord, I need you. You're the only one that can keep me moving what? Forward. I told y'all, saints, you're an organism. You were in an organism when you were in the church. You either moving forward or you moving backwards. Ain't no neutral ground. You either going forward or you going backwards. Huh? When you ain't got no mind to do, you're going backwards. I don't care what the excuse is, you're going backwards. Because the Lord didn't give you his word for you to compromise. He gave you his word for you to do what? Do it. Say, I just got to, but I don't see how it's going to work. That's when you got to stand in faith. Didn't the brother said that the Lord gave you an example of somebody that could not see doing it because they were out there fishing all day long. And the Lord said, go back out there and throw your nets back down again. But Peter said, Lord, we've been fishing all day long. But nevertheless, at your word, we're going to do what you say do, right? See how the Lord's word is not to be compromised. Even when it don't make sense to you, you still got to do what Jesus tell you to do. Say, I can't afford it. That's an excuse. You still got to do what Jesus say for you to do. But I ain't going to have no money to do this. That's an excuse. You still got to do what Jesus say for you to do. You got to say, nevertheless, I'm going to do what you say, Jesus. I don't know how you're going to make a way. But I'm going to stand in faith, believing that you will not fail me, right? David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed do what. That's truth. You stand on the Lord's word. Let it be said at the end of the day, Jesus, I did your word. I didn't let the hidden dishonesty. Come on, hidden dishonesty. I didn't let the walking in craftiness, or the craftiness of handling the word of God deceitfully, right? I didn't let that dominate me. The by what? Manifestation. Hold up. Isn't that the truth, saint? Didn't I tell y'all that kept on ringing out Friday? Call Jesus in truth. Call Jesus in truth. Let the truth manifest itself. He said, but if I call him, he's going to show me how ugly I am. Keep on calling him. Let him show you how ugly you are. Because he ain't going to leave you like that. He's going to fix it. One thing is true about Jesus, he's going to fix it. You might have had a cussing tongue, but you call Jesus, he will fix it. He'll take that cussing tongue away from you. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. It will destroy all, not some. It'll destroy all the works of the devil, right? Keep reading a little bit more.
A manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man.
Conscious. How? That's the truth. That's the truth. But the only one that want to keep the truth from being hidden is that other fellow. Scripture says, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And whom the God of this world. What did that devil do? He's blinding the folks' minds, saints. See, when you don't call Jesus in truth, you're telling the devil, keep my mind blinded. I don't want to see truth, Jesus. That's what you're telling the devil. Keep my mind blinded. But when you say, I don't want to be a victim, I don't want to be a loser, but I want to win at this thing called life. Even when I mess up, even when I fall down, I still want to win. I want it to be said at the end of the day, I got the victory. When you fall by the wayside and don't get up, you're saying I want to lose, right? Right, I told you in verse number one, faint not, right? Faint not, right? The gospel he hears is hidden to them that are lost, whom the God of his word have blinded the mind of them that do what? Believe not. Why does he do that? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is? Who is God? Who is Jesus? He's the image of God, right? Where does Jesus want to be at? He want to be in our hearts. He wants to shine where?
We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord.
Yes.
And ourselves your servants for Jesus the Lord.
Yes, keep going.
But God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts.
Where does the Holy Ghost want to be at?
In our hearts.
Yes, well, the Holy Ghost want to be inside of you, saints. Right. And it don't want to be inside of you dark.
Right.
Not working. But the Holy Ghost want to be inside of you and do what? Shine. Y'all sing that song, Jesus is the light to do what? Shine in me, right? Yes. Holy Ghost wants to be in you and glow. Yes. Shine, right? Yes. Keep going.
It says, shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Now jump back down to verse number 15.
But for all things are for your sake.
Well, so all this stuff that we have set up, see, the devil be having you complaining about this stuff. You'd be sitting around talking about we going to too many conferences. You got the devil inside your mind. You don't even realize this stuff is for your benefit. Don't you realize the Lord sees stuff that we don't see? You better put the time in while you can run. God knows the Lord put you on your back. You're going to be saying, no, I wish I could. I wish I could. I sure should have when I could. Yes, you should have. Because you're going to have to answer to Jesus for it. Because he gave you all of the ability to do it, and you didn't do it, right? Huh? What else are you going to be doing? Oh, vain man. Make all kind of sacrifices for your family. And you don't even realize if you ain't got no, they ain't got no Jesus, you don't want to spend eternity with them folk.
Right.
Your inheritance is among the saints.
Right.
Those are who you want to spend eternity with. Don't y'all understand that?
Yes.
Your loved ones, if they don't have Jesus, that's why we try our best to work with them and pray for them, because we know the terror of the Lord.
Right.
We know if they don't leave this earth without Jesus, he said, if you don't have the Lord, you are none of his, right?
Yes.
That's a hurtful thing, isn't it?
Yes.
When you see loved ones that you've known all of your life, they don't want no Jesus, and you know the end result of that life. Lord says, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his, right? And you realize that there's no do-overs? Once you're there, right? I get on their nerves. Every time they see me, I'm going to keep saying the same thing. Get your life right. Get your life right. Get your life right. You don't want to go with us over here? Nope. You're going to church all the time. Amen. I'm trying to get right with Jesus. I'm trying to take advantage of the mercy. Everybody don't want the Lord's mercy. Y'all understand that? When you come to church, you're telling the Lord, Lord, I want your mercy. But it seems folk will sit at home and do nothing. Y'all understand that? And what message are they telling Jesus? Jesus, I don't want your mercy. Not just I don't want it, I don't need it. I need the Lord's mercy. It is because of his mercy I'm not consumed, right? I need his mercy. I'm a fool enough to say it. Lord, I cannot make it unless you be what? Merciful to me. All the death that has gone on in this land, you a fool if you think you can make it without Jesus. Every time that virus is just keep on mutating and mutating, and it's done gotten to the point now that none of their little fixes that they done shot in your arm is going to be able to keep you from it. I don't want to say that. You better be up under the blood of Jesus. You better be up under the blood, and you better thank the Lord for the blood. Let the Lord know, Lord, there are no substitutes to your blood, right? There's nothing more powerful than your blood, Jesus. I don't care what they put in your arm. I don't care what you put on your face. Can nothing keep you but the blood of Jesus. Lord said, when I see the blood, I'll pass on. I won't bring you into condemnation, right? I thank the Lord for his blood, saints. Blood ain't never failed us. Got to stay up under it. Got to stay right up under it. Did you finish reading? I'm sorry. I got to let you. Yeah, I got to let y'all get ready to go. My time is done.
But we have this treasure in
verse number 15. I think you were at. That's all right, sweetie.
All things are for your sake.
Yes.
That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many be down to the glory of God.
Keep going.
For which cause we faint not.
He's telling you again. See, verse number 1 tells you faint not.
Right.
And then over here in verse number 16 says, for this cause or for this reason we faint not, right? Stop giving up so quick. Where's your fight at? You be fighting with one another. You need to fight the devil. All that energy you got to fight and say all that stuff to your brothers and sisters, use that same energy to fight the devil. You be a bold witness. Be so angry with your brothers and sisters. Use that same energy. Say, Satan, you get on my nerves.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I can't stand you, right?
Jesus, thank you. Oh my goodness.
Get on your knees and talk to Jesus about him.
Jesus.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Read a little bit more. Come on, keep me moving.
Which
cause
you faint now?
Yes.
Our outward man
does what?
Perish.
So everybody understand this? You're going to have nooks and crooks and all that other stuff in your body because the outward man is going back to the dirt.
Yeah.
Everybody understand that? Y'all should be clearing your brains on that. You hear it over and over again. You brought nothing into this world. It is certain you're not going to take nothing with you. Every day you're getting closer to leaving this earth, right? And the closer you get, the more it's going to hurt. Huh? I'll say it again. The closer you get, the more it's going to hurt. You say, well, Elder Scott, I'm hurting all over. Honey, today may be your last day. But you better be ready. Huh? You better be ready. That's all I'm, because the Lord's got a calendar. Huh? He's got a day with your name on it, right? He said when he calls, you're going to do what? The Lord just helped me to be ready, right? Help me to be ready, Jesus. I don't want to fall by the wayside. I don't want to faint. Huh? For this cause, we faint not. Keep going. Our outward man does what? Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Now, I know, Mother, you about to have a 79. Brother Jones done hit a 79. Now, that outward man may be feeling like 79. But that inward man, it should be feeling like a teenager. That inner man. In other words, the joy. The joy of Jesus should be in you, right? That don't get old. That don't get stagnant. That don't get stiff. That Holy Ghost inside of you don't get stiff. That Holy Ghost inside of you is a power. Huh? That Holy Ghost inside of you is going to punch death in the face. It's going to get you up out of this body into a glorified body. That power got to be where? In you, right? You can't be talking about it. It got to be in you. That's the resurrecting power I'm talking about. Huh? That even though they put you 6 feet under, that resurrecting power going to punch through the earth. Huh? In a new body. And you're going to be looking back at your headstone. And then it's going to be said, death, where is your sin? Grave, where is your sin? Huh? That's when you got resurrecting power in you, right? See, devil wants you to think you're weak because your body is getting weak. But that's when you got to stand and say, no, ain't nothing weak about me. If you think all of my service is limited to my body, you haven't met my inner man. Huh? When the Holy Ghost came in, it saved that inner man. The Holy Ghost, the outward just responds. But it's coming from the inward. Huh? And that inward man got to be renewed day by day, right? Huh? Is that scripture? That inward man's got to be renewed.
Day by day.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Keep going. What is this stuff?
Light affliction, which is but for a moment.
That's right, Sister Fisher. It's the truth. That knee is only going to be for a moment. Huh? You say, well, Scott, she may have to deal with that for the rest. It's only for a moment.
Right.
Y'all realize this? When you stop breathing in this body, when you get in that next body, you're not going to have no more knee pains. Y'all not going to be using no cane in your new body. That's in this body. In that new body, you'll be running faster than everybody else. Y'all believe it? I believe it. Why? Because the Lord's word said it. And the Lord called this stuff only what? Light affliction. This light affliction only lasts but for a moment. Keep going. And it worketh. See, it worketh. That's what keeps you praying. Every time you feel a praying, it makes you say, Jesus, 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 I want my body, right?
Yes.
It don't let you get comfortable in this thing, right? And if the Lord ain't let it hurt, you'll get comfortable.
Yeah.
You'll be talking like I've seen old people talk. Nasty and foolish. I've seen them old as dirt. Just talk nasty and foolish. Be talking about old baby. And you see 90, 80, 100 years old talking about just don't let me get them. You can't even lift up your hand and eat your food. But see how the devil get control of your mind? Yeah. See, as I tell y'all, young fools become old fools. Yeah. Lord, don't take the fool out of you. You'll be talking the same words. Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah. You ain't never seen people stuck. Yeah. You 90 years old, still dressing like it's 1970. Yeah. Walking around like you own the street. Yeah. Huh? You ain't never seen them doing it. You say, oh, you stuck. You stuck. You stuck. See, but you got to realize this thing is perishing. It's going back to the dirt, right? Come on, what is the rest? Did you finish reading? I'm sorry. Yeah, a more fox in way to eternal weight of glory. Keep going. Keep going. I sing. Yeah. Huh? Sin are only what?
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
That's the true thing. So you better make sure you can see your soul. Remember, your soul is an eternal being. Lord made your soul an eternal being when he brought it into existence. When he put his breath in it, he said you became a living soul. He put eternity in your soul. And even though you're living now in a temporary body, your soul is still what? Eternal. And your soul is going to spend eternity somewhere, right? Right? And that's why the Lord tell you in all you're doing, don't you faint, saints. Don't fall by the wayside. Don't get tired. Don't say, I can't make it. Yes, you can. You say, I can't. You don't understand what I'm going through. I don't need to understand. All I need to understand is what the Word of God says. And that's all you need to understand, because the Word of God gives you hope beyond what you're going through. Right. You say, don't nobody know the problems that I'm going through. I don't need to know your problems. Right. All I need to know is the answer to it. Right. And Jesus is the answer to your problem. Right. Right? Yeah. Your problem is only what? Temporal. Yeah. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. It's only what? Yeah. And we don't look at the things that are what? Temporal. We look at the things that are what? Eternal. That's why we focus on your soul, not the stuff that's going on in your body. Because your body's conditions are only but for a moment. Right? Yes. And you can't get sidetracked because of what's going on where? In your body. Keep your mind focused on who? On Jesus. Why? Because he's preparing you for eternity. Right? If you let him, you move yourself out the way. The Lord is taking the time now to prepare you for what? Eternity. And you got to say, Lord, I want to be ready. Right? Yes. All this stuff that Jesus is doing inside of you and with you, you don't want him to say at the last minute, you're not ready to go with me. You're not ready to go with me. But I ain't got no more breath in my body. You're not ready to go with me. Lord, give me a little bit more time. I gave you plenty of time. Huh? Gave you nothing but time. Now what you do with it is on who's on you. Don't be like that fool. What'd that fool say? I'm going to spend my time tearing down and building up. Huh? Trying to make things better. And you can't make this house better. Huh? Devil be making you think you can get all this stuff to make this house better. It don't make it better. It's still going to die. You never seen people tighten it all up? Lift it all up. It's still going to die. Still going back to the dirt. You be spending all your money on these creams. These creams remove all the wrinkles. No, it don't. No, it don't. It don't take none of that stuff away from you. You still getting older. Right? You still getting older. You still getting older. You still getting older. And you're still going to give up the ghost. And the question is still going to be asked, where are you at, right? Where are you at? Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the Lord's word in your heart that you may not sin again.